All right. I am going to try this one more time because I didn't do it right the first time. Hi, guys. I am Karen Stacy, and I am back. I have not been on for a bit, and I decided that I wanted to do a dating series, and I decided to start it now. So, I don't even know where to begin since life is funny. But it's been on my mind to start this dating series. And, as you guys know, it is not the easiest thing to, stay consistent, and be positive. And I enjoy having people interact. I started a lot of my shows years ago, actually, and my best show was Coffee Talk, and that was during the pandemic, and I had a captive audience. So now I'm going to fight my way back, and for those of you that enjoy my show, please click that follow button, and you will be alerted whenever I go live. So this is part of my dating series, and today I want to talk about, is dating fun or frustrating? So, hopefully as we get this series going, I will have you guys with me because I love to go live and have people to interact with me, which I know is a crapshoot at this point, but that's okay. So again, today's topic is dating fun or frustrating? So I'm gonna say it should be fun, but I'm going to say that in this climate, frustrating is probably my first comment. So I'm not sure if you guys that are single or dating or trying to date are experiencing the same thing, and I would love for you to post a comment and let me know if you find it fun or frustrating. It's become like a job, if you will. If you really want to, you know, date, then it becomes like a job. And especially if you're doing the online thing, it also becomes like an interview, if you will, right? Because when, you know, if you meet somebody online, that's the back and forth thing, and usually it's like, you know, oh, well, what do you do? What do you like to do? What do you do for fun? And they're just so inorganic, the questions, right? Like, if you think about it, it feels so forced and, like an interview, like a job. And it's like everything you're saying is being scrutinized. Or everything that person is saying to you, you're scrutinizing, right? So, you know, you want to go into it without judgment, you know, without expectations. But at the same token, you know, you have to kind of feel around, right? And for those of us that are over 50 and trying to date, it's challenging because, like, I don't want to go through like my history of my world, right? Like, but you have to, because people aren't going to know who you are and what you've been through unless you talk to them. So it can become frustrating, I think, especially if you're not talking to the right person. So it's been, you know, a long time. I was married, you know, many years. And for those of you that don't know, I am a widow. And my husband is actually gone 9 years at this point. And the dating world is quite interesting. Yeah, that's the word I want to use, interesting. And I will be doing a number of different shows talking about different topics. But I thought this one would be a fun one to just, you know, come back in and start the series. I have some guest co-hosts that may be jumping on with me as well, so that we can have a little bit of a back and forth type of thing. But, you know, I just think that it's good for people to know and hear this, because I'm sure there are a lot of single men and women out there that are saying, you know, I give up. Like, I can't do this. Like, it's so stressful. It's so frustrating. And, you know, you just rather sit home on your couch, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine and, you know, stay in your pajamas, right? And those are great things to do as well. But if you are hoping to meet someone to share your life with, I mean, we all know that they have not come and see a couch. Although, if you do online dating, you essentially are dating from your couch if you actually, you know, if you start talking to them or whatever. But obviously, you don't, you don't meet them unless you get off the couch. So I'm just trying to let people know. I always talk about the pink elephant in the room, and, you know, I am Real Talk Karen Stacy. So, you know that you are not alone if you are trying to date and you just get so frustrated that you decide to stop, right? And I think we've all been there. And unfortunately, meeting people organically is, I don't know, almost obsolete, which is strange, because people that are out are the same people that are online, for the most part, unless of course they get frustrated and they're no longer online. But you have to stay diligent, right? So if you really want to meet someone, then you just stay consistent with it. And my best advice, and what I keep telling myself, is it shouldn't be this hard. So what the hell does that mean? Well, what it means is when you meet somebody and the energy is there, it flows and there's no breaks. People are consistent and you can just chat and chat and chat, whether it's, you know, via text, and the conversation just flows. That's supposed to be fun. You have a conversation. You should look forward to that conversation. That's supposed to be fun, right? So just let's not forget that dating and having someone in our life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to make you smile. It's supposed to give you something to look forward to. That's what dating is supposed to be. So check yourself, because if it becomes something that is no longer fun and it's a job, it's an interview, it's stressful, then that's not the right approach. Or maybe you're just not chatting with the right people, which go figure, they are abundant. So, you know, it's definitely a needle in a haystack. So I just want to remind you that dating should be fun. And I think that the problem is that, like, you know, courting is a thing of the past, right? And people are just meeting up places. And a lot of times people are just meeting up, you know, to play. Look how nice I'm not cursing. You know, some people just want to meet up. They want to hook up and they want to get out. And again, that's great if that's what you want and if you are both on the same page. But don't perpetrate the fraud and don't pretend that you want to actually connect with another human. And then all you really want to do is bang them and run, because that's just cruel. And I do think that what goes around comes around. And guess what? We're all adults at this point, right? So if you want to hook up with somebody, be clear with your intentions. Let them know that, hey, look, I'm not really looking for much of anything. You know, let's hang, let's have fun, you know, yada yada. And that's okay if you're clear, but don't perpetrate the fraud and don't act like you're into the person just so that you can hook up with them. Who's on here with me? L.M. Way. Greetings. Thank you for joining. Oh, I hear my dog is yelling at somebody outside right now. But yes, and please feel free. Hey, my girl Lisa, what's up? And if you can help, if you're listening, you know, please hit that follow button. Please share this out on social media so maybe people can jump on with us as well, because it makes it more fun when we have some interaction going on. So again, today's topic is dating fun or frustrating? And this is the first of my dating series, and it's dating in this climate. So not only is it this climate, but also over 40, over 50, over 60. So again, so now Lisa, you're on here with me. So the question is dating fun or frustrating? So what is your view on that? Do you find it fun or frustrating? Do you date? Are you not dating? You know, and I think that the key is that a lot of people are not dating because it's very frustrating. So I'm just curious how everybody feels. Frustrating. Okay. See, I think my dog finds it frustrating as well, because she's yelling too. Frustrating. Okay. So if you could put into words, why do you find it frustrating? People are pushy when it comes to meeting and chatting. You know, that's very interesting that you say that, because I have not seen that people are pushy when it comes to meeting and chatting. I find that a lot of people, well, you know what? That's not true. There's different types. And if you've been dating for a while, or trying to, you see the different people and you can see the different personas that come with it. And yes, some people are very pushy. And then other people are the opposite. And, you know, there are a lot of people that you can talk to and they just want to message or text and they never have intention to meet. So I guess it does depend. Men want to get exclusive at our age directly after they meet. Wow. So this is the reason why I love interacting and talking with people, because everybody has a different experience. You know, I mean, it's hard for me to speak from experience, because I mean, I've tried a number of times, I'm not going to lie, especially after my husband had died and all of that. And I'm just, it's baffling to me. And I completely understand why so many of us have backed out of it. And there's just so many different reasons why. But it's interesting, because men want to get exclusive to our age directly after meeting. So at our age, excuse me. So this is, for anybody that's joining us, I'm just reading, comments here. And I find that extremely interesting. So, you know, you're meeting men that are pushy, that want to meet and want to chat, and then they want to actually have a relationship. I have not seen that as much. I don't hear that as much from people. So it is quite interesting that would be your take on it. And this is the reason why I like to talk about these things, because when you talk about them, you see one person has this experience, another person has this experience. And so it's very interesting, because you really can't, I mean, in life, no one is one size fits all. So you know, you just never know what you're up against, which is what's amazing about life. And what I love about people is that there's always something different to look forward to. And that's the whole thing, is that I think that as we have gotten older and we all have our own lives and, you know, pretty much we're standing on our own 2 feet, God willing. You know, you want to enhance your life with having somebody that you enjoy spending time with, right? Like I want to have my favorite person. I was blessed to have a favorite person, and, you know, I want to have my favorite person. I want to have that person that it's just easy to talk to, and just, you know, being with that person makes me happy. And dating is certainly not like your happy place anymore. Dating is kind of like the frustrating place. So, you know, I just want to encourage people to, you know, have fun, because that's what it's all about. Life is all about having fun. And, you know, you can't hold on to an expectation of the outcome. You have to just, you know, go for it and see. And then you see the compatibility. You know, you see how the conversation flows. And if something doesn't feel right, it isn't. So if somebody is being pushy towards you, if someone is, you know, like Lisa was saying, people are pushy. They want to lock you into, you know, a relationship when you're not quite ready to do that. You know, I think that we need to all just go easy. That said, once we do reach a certain age and we are where we need to be, or hopefully somewhere where we want to be in our life, you know, you kind of know when you know, right? So sometimes maybe, so this is different than being pushy though, right? So sometimes when you meet somebody, you may just have that connection with them and you do want to spend more and more time with them. And so being exclusive works. And that makes perfect sense. And to be honest with you, I'd rather have someone with intent to be exclusive than a lot of other people who are intent for being elusive. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, right? So there's got to be that sweet spot, which, you know, we all know in life is the hardest thing to find, right? So keep searching for the sweet spot, no pun intended, because dating is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be frustrating. You know, if you are getting frustrated, it's like anything, right? So, you know, if you have children, or, you know, and they're trying to do their homework, or they're trying to do something, or you're trying to do a project or whatever, right? And you start to get frustrated, what do you do? You got to kind of like stop, step away, and regroup. So, you know, this is kind of the same thing. You know, don't lose sight. Like, keep your eye on the prize. Don't lose sight, because it can be very frustrating. And there are a lot of people that are happy to just say, screw this, and stay home. And not go out and not meet people, because who wants to deal with that, you know, the bullshit, right? But it shouldn't be bullshit, is what I'm trying to say. Marco, hi Marco, thanks for joining. Our topic today is dating frustrating or fun? And I see you want to come on, but I haven't a feel for you, so I'm not going to bring you on at the moment. The Judas Show. Yeah. Hi, how are you? Thank you guys for joining. You know, feel free to comment, since I'm sitting here talking to myself. Today's topic is, the beginning of my dating series, Dating in This Climate. And we are discussing, is dating fun or frustrating? So some of the other, listeners, I've gotten frustrating so far. So I would love for somebody to tell me whether or not it's fun, because I want to hear some good stuff. But what I'm just trying to, you know, bring light to is that It should be fun. So like I was saying, if you get frustrated, redirect. And you will be able to center yourself so that you can go back. Well, Marco, you're not getting through because I didn't answer. I saw that you wanted to join, but I don't really bring people on here live unless I have a feel for them. If you'd like to make a comment, I'm happy to respond to your comment if you type it in. And a thank you for wanting to participate. So welcome. I see a couple of people along here. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Karen Stacy, and this is Dating Talk, and it's basically dating in this climate. So the question is dating fun or frustrating? So now that we have a few people in the room, I would love for you to respond. Is dating fun or is dating frustrating? The comment that I got earlier was that it is frustrating. So let's hear from the people that are in the room. And again, thank you guys for joining, and feel free to hit that follow button so whenever I go live, you will know that I am live. So again, I want to just say frustrating. Frustrating as fuck. Okay, there you go. And what do you feel, Trace, is frustrating about it? Like, if you could put it into a couple of words, because I know you're just joining us, and I think I've verbalized a few things that were frustrating as well. But I'm just curious what your experience is, and what is the frustrating part, or what are all of the frustrating parts, right? Because it's not just one thing that's frustrating. It's probably a series of things. And we have all forgotten that dating is supposed to be fun, right? Like, remember back in the day, like when we were younger and you were excited to go out on a date and you couldn't wait to, you know, you had to get that perfect outfit and, you know, yada, yada. Now we're in these times where my friend's taking my phone, putting freaking, the tracking thing on me and everything. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm a grown woman. Like, I don't need anybody tracking me. I can take care of myself. But we're in this age now where, yeah, I guess people are freaking nuts. You don't know what's going to go on. And, you know, now you have to be like, you know, we used to walk around without a phone. Oh my God. I know, like, we're dinosaurs. You know, and now you got to track, because you don't know, you know, these Tinder things, they're killing people or whatever. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not fun. All right. So let's see. Trace said, finding a suitable person, moving the train down the tracks from swipe to chat to meeting. And to relationship. Yeah. Cause it's very disjointed, right? Would that be the right word to use? It's very disjointed, and that's what I mean about it being frustrating. And that's obviously what you meant of being frustrating, where there's no follow through. It should be fun. It should be, I can't wait to speak to this person. It should be easy to just talk about everything and anything. And, you know, I think that a lot of people have become very calculated, especially those that have been on dating sites and stuff. I mean, you know, from what I know, from what I've heard from a lot of people, you know, people use it, men and women, you know, to get laid, you know, and so it kind of like, which again, no problem. If that's what you want out of it, good for you, as long as you're clear about that. No issue whatsoever. Just don't perpetrate that, you know, you want like a long-term relationship when all you want to do is hook up. And, you know, I'm very clear with people, you know, once, you know, you get that little glimpse of it and I'm like, yeah, no, that's not where I'm at. And I'm very clear about that. So I think you can tell, for those of you that might not know me, I'm pretty direct and I say what I say, and I have no issue with that. But I think a lot of people use the apps and use dating for different things, which again is fine as long as you're clear with your intentions, because I don't think it's very nice to play with someone's emotions. Because, you know, look at all these shows, right? 90 Day Fiancé and all that other stuff. I watch all these crazy, stupid shows. And I mean, these people are falling in love and never met. And that's crazy to me. But I could see it. I mean, look at all these Love After Lockup. I watch all these crazy shows. And, you know, they never even met. Or some of them have, like, they visited them in prison or whatever, which obviously they couldn't really get a feel for one another because, you know, they're being monitored in every way, shape, or form. But, you know, this is what happens. People do bond emotionally via text or via phone or whatever the case may be. And some don't even ever meet. And, you know, it's like, it's, okay, Love After Lockup, you're in jail. Yeah, obviously you have a pen pal or whatever, that'll work. But, you know, some people just want that. They just want to know that someone is on the other end of a phone and they really don't need to meet them or see them. And that's fine if you're clear that that's all you want out of it. But don't do that to somebody that wants to meet, that wants to physically be in your company. Like, I need to, like, smell you. Like, I need to, like, be next to you. I need to feel your energy. Like, I need to see if you're looking at me, with me, through me. All of these things that I feel like you definitely need that in-person thing. So again, dating should be fun. It shouldn't be frustrating. And if it's frustrating, then you're not doing it with the right people, which, hello, go figure. There's a lot of not right people, which is why people get so turned off, right? But I'm here to try to breathe a little light into this situation and tell you that you are not alone. A, if you feel that it is frustrating, because so far of the people that have responded on the feed, no one said it was fun. All I've heard is that it's frustrating. So maybe a good thing would be how can we make it not frustrating, which is kind of what I'm trying to speak on right now. Dating is fun if both parties have like-minded intentions. Hi, Jorge. How are you, lovey? Yes, and I did mention that earlier, and thank you. I finally got a fun. Dating is fun if both parties have like-minded intentions, and that was exactly what I was speaking of. I know you just joined. I was speaking about that earlier, like-minded intentions. So be straight up, and that's my, you know, I always say don't perpetrate the fraud. Be straight up. If you're looking to just hook up with me, then all good. Let me know that. And if you're looking to, you know, get to know me, all good. Let me know that. But don't get, you know, don't perpetrate the fraud that you want to get to know me when you really don't, because you just want to get in my pants, because, you know, my pants ain't coming off unless I say they're coming off. So, you know, again, men, love you. You got to get between the ears before you get between the legs. But that said, I have to say, a lot of the men that I know, especially as we're talking about dating over 40, over 50, over 60, a lot of men that I know, they need that connection, which I really love to hear, because I know, especially, I think men over 50, men over 60, and listen, I say it like it is, and if you take offense to it, I apologize. Well, not really. I say it like it is. So my point is, a lot of 50-year-old or 60-year-old men that aren't dating 20 or 30-year-olds, okay, they tell me that they need that connection. They tell me that it's not about just having sex. They tell me that they need that connection, because I guess a lot of men at 50 or 60, apparently when it comes to sex, they can't even finish the job, if you will. I mean, they finish the job, I guess, for the women, but maybe not for themselves. I don't know about that. But obviously, you know, physically things change as we get older. So I have heard that that is a thing. And, you know, some people just need that connection. And that's what it's all about, is the connection. And I feel like that's what's missing in the world. There are no connections. Even look at our lives now, like look at kids. There's no connection even with kids because everybody is so busy being disconnected because we're on these goddamn devices, which are the best thing in the world and the worst thing in the world. So even with online dating and stuff for those people that do it, I mean, it's the greatest thing because you could meet somebody, you know, maybe you live in, you know, Long Island and you meet somebody in the Bronx, which you would have never met had you not met them online. So, you know, that opens up an arena. At the same token, it becomes a very disjointed thing as well. So, you know, I think that most people are just disconnected. And I do think that a lot of the disconnection also comes from A, being in a bad relationship or coming out of a bad relationship. And, you know, you're gun shy, or maybe you haven't done the work and you're still not in the right place. And now you're taking whatever dysfunction lied in one relationship and you're carrying it to another relationship, and you don't look at the fact that you are the common denominator in a failing relationship. That's another show. You know, but we all want, well, I would hope that we want that connection, especially as we get older. I feel like we need that connection because we don't need a partner to help us build a life, because we already have a life. We need a partner to help us enjoy that life, if you will, right? I mean, I hope you get what I'm saying. All right, hold on. I'm happy there's a lot of people that are interacting right now, so thank you so much. You are listening to Dating Talk with Karen Stacy, and we are talking about dating in this climate, and is dating fun or frustrating? So let me see. Tracy, I'm not getting a UTI for a stranger from the internet. I love it. Yes, no, we do not want any UTIs. Thank you very much. Okay, so Lisa said, very true, love that, which I was yapping, so I have no idea what the hell I was talking about, but thank you for that. Lisa, that's my Lisa. I am here. Yes, I am here. Thank you. Thank you. The Dude Show, frustrating, dangerous even. Ooh, you know what? Very, very true. It definitely can be dangerous. You know, listen, I grew up, I'm a Bronx girl, so I don't trust nobody. When I get up to go, if I have to go to the bathroom or whatever, my drink is coming with me, or I ain't going until I finish. You know, I'm old school. When I walk in a club or in a bar, I put my hand over my drink. I don't accept a drink from anybody unless I've seen them make the drink. I remember, I don't know, it was probably, you know, months ago, my girlfriend comes in from Florida and we go out, and I went somewhere, it was within the year, and one of my girlfriends was like, oh, they want to do shots, they're doing shots of tequila, and everybody that knows me knows I'm a tequila kind of gal. So I'm like, okay. And she was standing and talking to him, and I had turned around because my girlfriend had said something to me, and they got the drinks. So they put the shots down, and then I noticed that my girlfriend was next to me after that. And I go, who, you know, were you there when he poured the shots? And she's like, no, I was next to you. And I said, so I straight to the guy. He went to hand me the shot. I said, listen, don't take this the wrong way. I'm sure you're a great guy, but I don't know you. I'm from the Bronx, and I don't do that. So I didn't see him pour the drink. please feel free to drink my drink. You know, and don't take it the wrong way. Don't take offense, but this is just who I am. And the guy was like, you know, he was like, you know what? I respect that. All good. So yes, it can be dangerous and you do have to be careful, which is the reason why, like I said, one of my girlfriends took my phone and put the freaking location thing on it. And again, being a Bronx girl, 53 years old, like, are you kidding me right now? You're going to track me? But you know what? I get it, because people are fucking nuts and you never know what could happen. Oh, see, I had to curse. It's terrible. All right. So let me just look at some of the comments. First of all, thank you guys so much for helping me not talk to myself. It's so much better because I am really like, I like to talk about the things that no one wants to talk about, right? This is who I am. This is Karen Stacey. I talk about the pink elephant in the room, and the pink elephant in the room is always what people don't want to talk about. And the things that you don't want to talk about are the things that you need to talk about. So don't forget that. So for those of you that are frustrated and aren't having fun, you are not alone. That said, it doesn't mean it's okay. So I am reading comments right now. For those of you that are on here with me, please make sure you hit that follow button and you'll know that I am on live. You'll get a notification from Podbean. And if you're listening on any of the other platforms, because you'll get this on the replay, please feel free to hit that follow button. Getting in my ear before, between my ears before my pants. Love that saying. Absolutely. It's the truth. And again, I feel like that's the same thing for men now too. Men want you. I think actually men don't need you to get between their ears. They need you to get in their heart. I think men are very, very different. And even though they may be, less emotional than us, than females, I still think that I think as you get older in life, especially for men, I think, you know, they start to have those aha moments and they start to recognize it. Okay, the dude, especially online dating, it steps backwards for humanity. Real talk. Well, thank you for sharing the show. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for sharing. I appreciate it. Ricardo, glad to see you're back on here. Karen, we missed you. Love you. Thank you so, so much. Lisa, some people think that they are ready to date and aren't really ready to commit emotionally. It's frustrating. That is definitely one of the hardest parts, is when someone is emotionally unavailable. And it's all, like I said earlier, it's all about doing the work. And so many of us don't do the work. And then we blame you know how many times, I don't know why I can't meet a nice guy. I don't know why I can't meet a nice girl. And I'm like, can I just smack you in the head? Like, are you serious right now? Ricardo, I hate dating, so I avoid it like the plague. So you just joined us and I had just mentioned that, about that, and that people get frustrated and that because of that, they just, you know, stop. But again, it's like anything else. If you're a parent, if you're helping children or yourself, if you're doing a project, what do? If you get frustrated, what do you have to do? You have to stop. You have to walk away from it and then you have to regroup, right? So sometimes that's what you have to do. You just have to stop and you have to regroup. And, you know, you can't allow other people's like yuck, for lack of a better word. You can't allow other people's yuck and muck to mar your happy life. So, you know, I get that it's frustrating and I'm trying to breathe some light into the frustration and recognize that, you know what? It's frustrating because you're not interacting with the right people. So if you're trying to put something together and you keep trying to put the square peg in the round hole, it ain't going to happen. So once you figure out that that square peg ain't going into that round hole, your life will be a hell of a lot better. The dude show, online dating is a wedge between the real world and myself. It made me aggravated with people when I was offline. It spilled into every part of my life, work, etc. Oh my, that is deep. I'm sorry to hear that. And if you don't mind, I just would like to know more about the wedge between the real world and yourself. I'm trying to, I need a little more clarity on that so that I know where to go with that. I get being aggravated with people. I think, again, that doesn't even have to do with dating. I think that just has to do with humanity. Another problem when dating now is seeing boundaries. Everyone setting boundaries, everyone has issues. Again, very, very true. And here's the funny part about life. So like I think I do set a lot of boundaries, and I think we all, some of us more than others, we and what is a boundary? Actually, a boundary is just kind of like, hey, this is what I will accept, this is what I won't accept. So it's the same thing in the dating world. I mean, it's hysterical. Like even the like people talk about the DMs, right? Like, you know, all these women, even and men, get all these DMs with you know, people wanting to, you know, date, talk, this, that, whatever. I never get those. Am I ugly? I don't think so, but I don't get those. And I don't know why, because some of these people have never even spoken to me before. But for the most part, that's what I put out. I put out, keep your distance. I got a boundary right here. Don't cross over that boundary. Now, is that good or bad? A little bit of both, right? But at the same token, I don't think so, because I know that I'm a strong woman. And if a man and a woman for that matter, if you want to be my friend or you want to be my man or whatever it is, you need to know that, you know, I'm strong. And that doesn't mean, I mean, and I'm the biggest mush you'll ever meet in your life. I cry at commercials. But I'm strong, and this is my persona, and those are boundaries, if you will, I think, because it's pretty much telling people what you will allow and what you won't allow. And most people, right, they're givers and they're takers, and most of those takers will push those boundaries as much as possible, unless, of course, they can't penetrate it. So, boundaries is definitely something you can set up, and maybe that will make dating less frustrating. So, you know, I'm trying to like, we could sit here and talk about everything that's wrong, you know, from here until kingdom come, but we want to talk about what's going to make it right and what's going to make it fun. Okay, let's see. So the dude show, okay, I just feel like success online is actually moving backwards. It's like you said, it became like a job interview, so unnatural, and I strongly believe we are not meant to live like this. I agreed. And again, it's a tool. It shouldn't be, there's no universal language when it comes to this, if you will, right? So it's a tool, and what it does is it brings people together. What you do with it after that is something else. So like I'll have people say to me, "Oh, well, how is this app treating you?" And I'm like, "The app is fine. It's the people on it." And the funny thing is that there are people like, and so when I say that, sometimes I'll lose people right after that because I don't know what the hell they think, but I'm just calling it like I see it. There's nothing wrong with the app. The app is connecting. You're swiping left, you're swiping right. I think you're cute. I think whatever you wrote in your profile was whatever and, you know, great. And so you move forward from there. So it's not the app's fault that the person on the other side of it is less than, right? So it's not online dating that's the problem. It's the people that are dating online that's the problem. Let me see. Lisa says a lot of people are complaining about chatting on the apps, then moving it to text messages, making a date, and then getting ghosted or stood up. Yes, and that is going to be, that's another, like I have, like, it's amazing how many topics I have. So this is like episode one. is dating fun or frustrating? And we will dive into all of what you just spoke of. But yes, that is one of my biggest pet peeves. After you've been chatting with someone for all of, like, you know, 10 sentences, or maybe not even 10 sentences, maybe just, even just like a couple, and it's like, oh, here's my number. I'm like, or can I have your number? And I'm like, no, you know, I'm sorry. No, and I don't say it like that. But I'm like, you know, I don't feel comfortable giving out my number yet. Let me, you know, let's chat and see where we go with it. And, you know, some people are like, okay, great. And then the next thing I'll get is, okay, well, what do you want to know? Are you freaking kidding me? Really? That's how you're going to go with this? What do you want to know? I want to know freaking everything. How about that? You want to start there? I mean, it's just, to me, that's just, it's like when somebody wants to, I said, I just want to see how the flow is. Like, let's just see how it goes. Like, I'm the easiest person in the world to talk to. Let's just chat and see where it goes. Let me see. I agree. I had to keep switching my phone number because of that. So, you know, there are a lot of apps that you can use so that you don't have to actually give out your own phone number. So that might be something to look into. You know, many years ago when, you know, I was first widowed, you know, I had my real number and some guy was like nuts and telling me he was going to come to my house and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, not that he knew where I lived, but he had my, you know, my phone number, and I was just like, I'm not doing this again. So you get the bat phone on my end if you're lucky enough to get that. So I don't miss any of that stuff. What do you mean you don't miss any of that stuff? What stuff? I know I start talking and I go into, like, I ramble, and then you guys are writing comments and I'm behind on that. So, I'm not sure which one. Maybe about the texting and the ghosting and all of that. Yeah. I mean, I'm very, you know, like a lot of people, like even like friends of mine, like we'll go out and just, you know, random people, they just give their phone numbers to you. And I'm like, well, why would you do that? Like, why do you give people your phone number? And then I'm like, what's the big deal? Everybody has everybody's phone number, right? Like, it's not a big deal. But I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, I don't want to give you my phone number. Like, to me, if you have my digits, like, psh, you're good. You know what I mean? Especially if you get the real digits. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, I do think that, I do think it should be fun, but unfortunately it is definitely frustrating. That said, you know, you got to interrupt that energy and you got to spin it so that it is fun. So if something starts feeling frustrating, and that's the other thing too, right? We're trying to be open-minded, and some people are desperate to meet somebody and some people are desperate not to meet somebody. But you can't, when you see those little things, and, you know, a lot of us, we look away from red flags, right? And that's okay, because, I mean, it's not okay, but red flags are different in all aspects, right? So, yes, you have to pay attention, and usually your gut is always right, and we don't recognize it, therefore we don't always listen. So you got to listen to, you know, the minute you have like a feeling or whatever, once that feeling is present, keep it moving. And whether they're hot as shit or whatever, it's just keep it moving, because that's never gonna pay us. You know, that said, you always have to give people a chance. But usually if you're old enough and you've been through enough, and if your insight is clear, you kind of know right away. I mean, I was talking about this with one of my best friends, and, you know, it's like, you know, I was such a bitch, and I would just like, I mean, when I was 16 years old and I watched Dynasty and my boyfriend would try to call me while Dynasty was on, I was like, don't call me between 8 and 9 because I'm watching my show. And he would call me between 8 and 9. And I would answer the phone and go, I told you not to call me. I'm watching my show. And he kept calling. So I would pick up the phone and hang it up. Remember how, you know, you actually had real phones that, you know, you hung up and stuff. So I would pick up the phone and he called all the entire, and I would, and then finally I just took it off the hook until I was done. So like, first of all, he was being a jerk. And I was like, I, you know, told him, don't call me while I'm doing this. Right. And now, you know, at 3 o'clock, well, that's not true. I would always answer the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning if somebody needed me. But, you know, and like, as you get older, especially for me personally, I've been through so much and my heart has been, you know, trampled on, losing the love of my life. And so I know what pain feels like. And I understand that what people are doing has nothing to do with me and all to do with themselves. And I do make allowances and I do accept people for who and what they are, because I recognize that, you know, we've all been through certain things. That said, it's not okay to not be a good human. So, you know, it doesn't excuse it, right? So people have been through things and it will make them a different person. And that's, it is what it is, but you can't treat people poorly because of it. Let me see. I'm just looking at some other comments. The Ducha, all the dating in general, and all of a sudden it becomes okay for women to become online detectives claiming it's for their safety. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, you can Google search, you know, everything and anyone. And listen, it's safety for men and for women. I've spoken to men that had women like show up at their house at 3 o'clock in the morning and threaten their lives too. So, you know, it is, safety is a big issue and you're allowing a stranger. It's just like, you know, when my son wanted to play the Pokemon Go or whatever, I was like, hell no. You're not putting your location on there. Like, what if there's some crazy person, you know, and it's not a 10-year-old boy that's playing with you? You're not doing that. So, you know, you definitely have to be, you know, you have to be safe. There's no doubt about that because you're letting strangers into your world. So Lisa said, too many people are using red flags to not date, I feel. Yeah, because it's, that's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes people are jumping at a red flag that isn't necessarily a red flag. It may be a red flag to them because they don't want to tolerate certain things. So, you know, I think red flags are different depending, of course, on what we're talking about. Let me see. And then the Dude Show, and everybody became a YouTube red flag psychological expert, which made it even more challenging to meet because I had to predict where they were going with their misguided 20 questions. Yeah, it's a shit show for sure. There's no doubt about that. Although I haven't experienced that, but that's interesting. Okay, Lisa said, narcissism is being too loosely. I dealt with it for years and still give people a chance. Yeah, narcissistic people are definitely a whole other show. And unfortunately, you don't, you know, you got to recognize those flags. Some people have narcissistic tendencies, but they aren't necessarily narcissistic. I have a person that has been close to me for many years and I've called them a narcissist. There's narcissistic tendencies there, but the heart is not there. A lot of narcissists, well, I mean, look, that's a whole other chapter, but you have to just recognize everybody's going to have some kind of issue and some way of dealing with things. The thing is that you have to figure out how to navigate that. And honestly, so yeah, so, the Ducha, narcissist is the real pandemic. And it is because everybody thinks that the world revolves around them and they're very calculated people. And people that do it are damn good at it. And most narcissistic people are very, they have that it factor. They're very compelling. And they play on your heartstrings and make it look like the whole world has wronged them, and they make you want to fix them and protect them. And that's those of us who want to fix and protect people. You know, everybody, like I said, there are givers and takers, and the takers always find the giver. So, you know, narcissists always find the empaths. So again, a whole other, show. But yes, they are the star of the frustrating dating aspect for sure. Well, I just want to say thank you guys so much for making my first dating talk in this climate a success, because I really have enjoyed interacting with you guys, and I appreciate so much your comments. So that we can talk about this, because again, it's the pink elephant in the room. And there are so many people that are out there trying to do, you know, a phase two and don't really know how or why the hell they're even doing it, because instead of having fun, they're being frustrated. So I am here to say, don't let other people's bad behavior ruin your fun. And just know that when you see that, and when you become frustrated, it's time to interrupt it. You got to just interrupt it. And whether it's jumping away from the conversation so that you can regroup and say to yourself, all right, am I just having a reaction to this? Or is this something that I don't like? Because let's face it, sometimes people say things and it will piss you off, but it will piss you off because it's true. As opposed to when people say things and it pisses you off because they're just an asshole, right? But there are some times that people will hit you right on the nose, and they will say something to you. And you're like, you know what? Like, I'll say it to somebody, like, and they'll say something. I'm like, and at first I'm like, huh. And then I'm like, you know what? And I'll be like, you know what? You're right. That's absolutely true. And even though that person still was disingenuous with everything that they were saying, what they said was true. And you know what? I learned something from it. So I'm okay with that. So, you know, again, when you have that feeling, go with your feeling, but don't, you know, it's like you can't go food shopping when you're hungry, right? So, you know, just like have a little snack and then you go food shopping. So it's the same thing, right? If you're trying to date and something is going a little bit sideways and it's getting frustrating, just take a break and you know, just go back to it when you take a breath and just say to yourself, you know, am I enjoying this or am I not enjoying this? And if it's an interview and it's something that doesn't feel right and it's not making your heart pound in a good way and it's not making you happy, then walk away, because you don't even know this goddamn person anyway, and you're doing yourself a favor, right? So dating doesn't have to be frustrating. Is it? Pretty much it has been. Yes, it is frustrating. It can be frustrating. But guess what? You know, if you see when you're driving and you see, okay, if I keep going straight, I'm going to hit traffic. But if I go to the right, it's going to take me a little bit longer to get there, but there's no traffic that way. Some people like to sit in traffic and some people like to go to the right so that they don't have to sit in traffic and they can drive. And even though it'll take them a little bit longer, they're less frustrated because they're not sitting in bumper to bumper traffic. And they're able to drive. So just remember that sometimes the road less traveled is definitely the road to go on. Not always the easiest one, but sometimes the better one. So just be mindful that you don't need to be frustrated. You need to be fun. You need to have fun. So the next time that you're trying to go out on a date or somebody's trying to talk to you and you're not laughing and you're not enjoying it, then you know what? Gotta go. See ya. Out. Get out. Because this is not what it's supposed to be. If at this point in time in our life, if you're trying to date, and even I would say this to young people as well, although, you know, young people are going to do what they're going to do because we're going to accept more when we're younger than when we're older-ish. You know, just you got to enjoy life and the best that you can because it's hard enough. So you don't need people in your life that make your life harder or sadder. Or worse, you need people in your life that make you happy, supported, and loved. So when you're trying to go out on a date, that's what you should be looking for. Somebody that makes you smile, somebody that makes you feel good. And so you're having fun and you're not having frustration. Okay. So I am going to jump on here. I don't have a schedule yet. I know it's hard for the live. Sometimes people can jump on, sometimes they can't. I know a lot of people are off today because of the holiday. So I figured I would just jump on today. But I really do appreciate when I am live, if you can jump on and interact. It just makes it so much better because I like hearing other people's perspectives. I have a very strong opinions on things. But I'm very open-minded. So I love to hear what other people are encountering. And I like for us to be able to discuss it together to maybe make it better. And that's what it's all about. So again, thank you for joining me. This was episode 1 of Dating Talk, Dating in This Climate. And it was about, is dating fun or frustrating? And at the end of the day, most people found it frustrating, and I am encouraging you to make it fun. So I love you guys. Do me a favor, please hit that follow button. Oh my God, we've been on for an hour. I can't even believe it. This is the crazy lady. Hi, Sylvia. Thank you so much. And for those of you that joined that were my old listeners, thank you so much for your support. And welcoming me back. And for those new people, thank you so much for joining. And for those of you that participated, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. And whenever I go live, you will know about it. So I love you guys. Thank you so much. And if you're catching this on the replay, please feel free to comment. I will check the comments. And please also feel free to hit that follow and like button. And if you like the show, please share it with whomever you think might like it. So again, this is my dating talk, and it's Dating in This